For example, Pierre Desert and Curator, today's date is 12/10/2024. Dictation is for Miss Stephanie Bell. Bell spells B-E-L-L. Stephanie spells S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Date of birth is 07/04/1980. This is a 44-year-old female here with nasal congestion, pain and pressure in her frontal sinus region. Period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 30 days. She has been using some medication with no improvement. She indicated that she saw her doctor about 7 or less days ago, where she had a chest x-ray, a CT scan of her chest. I was advised that these two studies are unremarkable. She said she had a CT angiogram of her chest. Because of her history of lymphoma, they were concerned about PE, and she said that was normal, period. Patient indicated her cough is productive of green sputum. She denies blood with her cough, denies travel history, denies shortness of breath, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, said discharge from her nose is green. Next line, patient denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Next line, she denies chest pain. Next line, she denies diaphoresis, increased temperature. Next line, past medical history, lymphoma. Next line, next paragraph, past surgical history is none. A social history, she denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, allergies, patient reports no allergies. Next paragraph, medication. Patient stated she completed several regimen of chemotherapy approximately 2 years ago and has been doing routine surveillance, which all surveillance checks were normal, period. Next line, family history, cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented, in mild distress. Patient coughs frequently. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 106/66, pulse is 103. Respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Next line, because patient's pulse was 103 with a history of cancer, I suggest patient should go to the emergency room to have evaluated for a PE, cancer and tachycardia being our two major concerns that prones are to PE. She became visibly upset and says, quote, I do not want to go to the emergency room. This happens to me all the time. All I need is a shot of steroids and antibiotics, and I will be fine, close quote. Next paragraph, nose congested green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. This is her diffusely. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, tachycardic, regular rhythm, no murmurs. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, negative Hohmann sign. No tenderness of her calf bilaterally, no edema of her calf bilaterally, no venous cord bilaterally. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert-oriented, alert-oriented, cranial nerve through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 acute cough, number 3 acute rhinitis, number 4 acute sinusitis. Number five, history of lymphoma, period. Wells criteria was used in evaluating this patient for PE. Our risk is moderate, but she declined for the evaluation. She indicated that she already had a CTA last week, a chest x-ray last week, and these were normal, and does not want to have for the evaluation at a more advanced clinical setting, period. Today in the clinic, patient received the following: PFT before nebulizer and PFT after nebulizer. Next paragraph, she received a bridging treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent times one. Next paragraph, Rocephin 1 gram IM. Next paragraph, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 30 minutes, then reevaluated. She reported that the cough is better. She's beginning to feel a little better. Again, we talk about going to the emergency room for 40 evaluation. She said she does not want to, and she's comfortable being discharged. She was sent home with the following medication: Azithromax 250 milligrams 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, next medication, Tessalon 100 milligrams 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, she was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic. If worse, go to nurse emergency room if she is not better. Note at the 17:55, approximately 6 hours after she was seen, I called patients at home. I spoke directly to her. She said she's feeling much better. Again, I reiterate the need, if she does not feel well, to go to the emergency room. She said she is much better and is taking the medication which I prescribed, and said she will continue, and reassured me that if she feels worse, she will go to the emergency room. End of the patient.